Good morning. This is Katie Curtin, and it's the Matrix Transformation Club, and it's our second one of the month. And this month we are focusing on questions of visibility or invisibility, as well as any other things that are coming up for you. And I'm welcoming also some people who are involved in the our Summer Book Adventure Club, and they've been invited to the Matrix Transformation Club so that they can get the benefit of the clearings. And I'll be explaining just for a few minutes how we proceed here for those of you who are new. And of course, please ask questions if you don't understand or I take too much for granted. Yes. So number one is that what we're doing is basically we're clearing beliefs that get in the way. And when you embark on a book or any other kind of project, creative project, then you really find that you're coming up against a lot of the beliefs that you might have. And actually, I'm hearing a little bit of sound here, so I'm going to put this on lecture mode. Yeah, okay, and you'll be able to answer questions later. Basically, when you're doing a creative project, what happens is that you're going to be getting out in the world with your ideas, or if it's painting, it could be a painting, but you're going to be showing yourself publicly. And, of course, there's always a chance that you might be, people might not think the best of you. Some people may not like what you do. Other people may disagree. Others you may fear, may think you don't know what you're talking about. You may fear that you don't know what you're talking about, or that you don't know enough, or you're not good enough, and all these beliefs come up. And I don't think there's, however much clearing you do in your life, I think whenever you're doing a new project, things will come up. So, it'll be less strong than if you've cleared a lot of things, but it sometimes can be just as strong because you're embarking on new territory, so there's new fears there often. So what we do in the Matrix Transformation Club is that we take these beliefs and old beliefs about not being good enough or that it's dangerous to be visible or any other belief we're not enough, as I said, or perhaps it might be even a childhood experience where we were criticized for something that we did creatively. And we take these and we release them, and that makes it more easy to be in the present with your project and to go through the fears, to release the fears. And I use a couple of techniques, and usually on these calls it's one, I'm using the emotional freedom technique, and then secondly I use the healing codes. And I'm not going to go into in-depth explanations of these things except that they do work. And you can get more information on the internet, or I will maybe post some of it in for the people who are in the Matrix Club. They've seen stuff before on this, but perhaps I will post some things for the book club in terms of these techniques, so that not the book club, the book program, so that people understand a little bit more the basis of this. So anyway, what we're going to be doing is, first of all, I am going to take up, I think probably one of the best, sometimes I just do a rant or do something of my own where I'm dipping into the issues and then people talk and then we do the releasing forms. But I think today I'm just going to first open up the call to see what's on people's agenda as far as fears that are coming up, and then maybe we will go from there. I'm going to open up the call now to Q&A. And if you want to, let me see, if you want to raise your, Actually, I'm going to see if I can unmute all of you because I'm using a different system today. So here we go, and we're not that many people. Does anybody want to talk about what's coming up for them in writing their book? And what kind of dragons are they meeting with? And are you meeting with fears about getting visible or that you don't have the right book or whatever? So if people could just say something, that would be great. And then we can go from there.
Hi, Katie. This is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Oh, great. So how's it going, Valerie?
I'm running into this fear of being visible, and I feel the part of me and the intuitive pull to be writing the book, which I felt for a very long time. That's very real and alive. And at the same time, there's this part of me that's just terrified of putting that my words and my experiences and work out into the world.
Okay, great. And is there any, do you have, just while we say that, do you have anything there that you feel like from way back in your life that is behind that? Or even, you could go further back. I mean, when I work with people personally, sometimes it's historic. But is there any feeling, even intuitive feeling, about where that might have originated? We don't have to have it. It just helps sometimes.
I'm not sure I want to get into the details in a call.
Okay.
But
right.
I can give you one thing, which is not the seed thing, but I can give you one just
mm-hmm.
later, one thing in the middle of a bunch of things. But
okay, sure.
There's this, when I was at a new school when I was seven, mm-hmm. and I was in a choir, and I was one of the youngest kids in the choir, and we were singing Frosty the Snowman, and I loved singing, and I loved singing Frosty the Snowman, and I just belted it out, and I belted out the second line first, and the first line second, and the whole 100 choir followed me, and Miss Smith, who was leading it, pulled me out in front of everybody and just reamed me out and said, "You just messed it up for everybody, and don't you sing again, don't you ever," and just kind of wailed on me for a while. And after that, I lip-synced. She said, "You lip-sync." And though that's not about writing a book, I think it's about showing up in my passion and my creativity and getting completely pissed on.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's a fantastic example of, you know, oh, how horrible.
Yeah.
These teachers really didn't know how to deal with things. So that's a great example. And probably, yeah, as you say, there's much more, but we can go into that. And what I do now, actually, and anything else you'd like to say, or I'll open it up for other people, because we kind of put in these group calls, we put it all into the soup, and then I start clearing, and some of it's for somebody, and some of it's for another person. And even if I'm just clearing for you, Valerie, probably what happens is it brings up other people's stuff. So thanks a lot for starting out, and hopefully we're going to have you belting out this book.
I like that idea.
To the world, because you've got such beautiful stories from what I've heard, and such a beautiful voice there. So anybody else like to venture into this territory of fears that are coming up?
Katie, it's Deborah.
Hi.
Actually, Valerie and I are on together.
I was wondering because I saw Deborah on the phone, and then I thought, oh, I've got that wrong or something.
No,
good.
We're on the same computer right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what's been coming up, I mean, you know, I've often had issues around the visibility piece, as you know.
Yeah.
But And I've had a good flow of writing, but, you know, there's the, you know, coming up with the title and coming up with trying to, it's like this commitment issue. like commitment to the words. It's like, do I really mean that? It's not exact. I notice I'm writing and I'm like, I don't know if I really quite mean that. Or is it quite that? It's like, I can't quite get it. And it's, you know, I kind of feel like maybe there's that some part of me that's, you know, that part of me that's afraid of really putting it right down and really like nailing it, because it's like, yeah, it's that fear of, I think it's the fear of criticism. It's the fear of, I mean, I had experiences as well in school of just feeling very, you know, just feeling very stupid, you know, kind of punished and because of not knowing something in class. And so that kind of, I don't know, it's just is like the, you know, trying to get it, you know, right somehow, like whatever that means, because it's my book. For goodness
right.
You know, but anyway, that's sort of the, you know, like I'm not having a very high grade issue today. Like I'm feeling pretty good, but that's sort of a low grade underneath, like me not quite committing to words.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. And I have to say I've noticed it in myself in the past where, probably in the present too, where I've been in situations where I felt like hiding, and so my language would get very vague and I wouldn't know how to, in fact, a lot about actually setting up a business. I think there's been a lot of that kind of vagueness and fear of committing. And so I think that's an excellent issue to deal with, like around the book and I'm sure for in general. And if I may say so, part of the commitment sometimes, which I've seen, and it's also with the book title and with choosing your ideal client, a client or a reader for it, there's a commitment of who you're doing it for, too. And that's a hard one, too, so which I've noticed is coming up with some people. And being really specific about your book title and what the transformation that it provides. So anybody else before we go into our first round?
Katie?
It's yes.
Loretta.
Hi, Loretta.
You know, it's really great. I start writing and I write and I write and I write and I write and I write. And then yesterday I looked at some other books around the topic that I'm working on, which is this is kind of like, it's not specific, but it's related to stress management or, you know, self-esteem. And what happens for me is I feel that my life experience is very different. As you know, and some of the people on the call may know, I spent 50 years as a Catholic nun. So as a Catholic sister, my experiences are all in that context. And when I read what I write, I mean, it's enjoyable to me, but I don't really, I think what blocks me is I don't really think that other people can relate to it. And yet it's the only experience I have to write about because that was my life for 50 years. And then at the other way, I say, well, if they really are interested, then the visibility thing comes up because now I'm out there as a former Catholic sister, you know.
Right.
it's a catch-22. But the biggest thing is my limiting belief that because I experienced everything I experienced within a subset of what most people go through, you know, at least that's the way it feels to me. I keep running up against when, and it's not hard to write it, but when I read it, it's got I guess the words that come up is, who's going to care? You know, people are going to either read it because they're going to either read it because they want to know what it was like to be a Catholic sister, which isn't why I'm writing the book. Probably I should write that book. I don't know. You know, maybe I should just write. You know, I tell it all. I was thinking yesterday. I was thinking, you know, everything I learned about stress was I learned in the convent. You know,
but that's a great title.
I know. That's what I want. You know. So I just, you know, that's where I am.
Everything I learned about stress, I learned at the convent, Confessions of a Catholic Nun. Catholic Nun.
So anyway,
well.
So I don't know. That's where I am at, you know, because my life, if I talk about my knowledge and my wisdom, and I use my life experience, it is within the context of that. There is no other life that I lived for 50 years.
Right. And, well, it's a very interesting question, and I think there's probably some clearing around it, but there's also testing and seeing, like actually giving your manuscript to some people and, you know, even maybe in its rough form, a chapter or two, and asking people, how do you relate to this? And where am I just kind of going off on my stuff? And where do you really connect? And then I think that would help. And also, I guess, is who your ideal person is.
Right.
And, you know, again, it's like, who do you think your reader will be? And then what's the connecting point?
Right. Right.
You know, what's the transformation you're giving them, which is helping them with stressful times? So, well, great questions. So anybody else anybody else want to chip in something? We're getting lots of different things, and we can clear them in a number of clearings. So, but it's good to have them all on the table. Yes. Hi, Gina.
Hi. Good morning. We've talked about before that I definitely have trepidation about having been an author, and I find that I'm also still really coming up against not being a parent and writing a children's book. But it's not really a book about that. It's more a book about my experience as a child, and hopefully sharing that tool with others. And I'm a performing artist by trade, but I have a very, very strong visual art background, and I really fostered that heavily in high school, and I got, you know, similar actually to Valerie's experience in the choir, I had that experience with visual art in college where I was just shot down so dramatically and irrevocably actually by my professor in college. I dropped my art major, and I just sort of stopped. And now I work at an art college, and I am surrounded by visual artists all the time, and I'm finding myself really intimidated to be the one to illustrate, even just for storyboarding the book.
Right.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. And you're really being put in a position where you will need, where these beliefs and all that are ready to get cleared.
Yeah.
or it would make things a lot easier. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And I have this feeling you've got some beautiful illustrations in you.
Thank you.
I mean, for some reason when you talk, I get I'm not really somebody who gets a lot of images, but I get these sort of shadowy images.
That's exciting.
So anybody else like to say anything about something maybe that hasn't been covered but still is important, or something where you connect? Okay, well, I don't hear anybody right now, so I'm going to... Yes? Oh, here. I do hear somebody. Yeah?
Valerie again.
Oh, good. Valerie?
Just as we were talking, I don't know if you... Should I be telling you this other layer that came up as other people were sharing?
That would be great. Sure.
Okay. There's this other place, I mean, and obviously these places aren't logical, but there's this other place in me that can be very alive around showing up in terms of who I am, writing and otherwise.
Yeah.
And what I'm feeling more acutely now is the part of me, there's a part of me that believes, and I think it's like old, like past lives old, but this part of me that believes that I will be killed if I show up exactly as I am and let the message that wants to come through me, like the spirit-driven message that wants to come through me, that I will be killed. And there's this, even though, you know, the part of me talking knows that's not necessarily true, there's a part of me that believes that to be absolutely true. And it feels really old, like witch hunt, inquisition kind of stuff. And and I would so love to be free of that and not have this almost like a cellular belief that I will be killed if I show up with kind of this healing medicine in the terms of writing that wants to come out of me.
Oh, thank you, Valerie.
That it's heretical and it's not, it's very counter mainstream and it's, I mean, yeah, there's that place in me. It's so alive and I wish it wasn't, but that's the truth of what I live with a lot.
And I mean, I have worked with so many women and lesser extent men, mostly because I work mostly with women, who where this is a big case. And in fact, I've these memories of the witch hunt and or past lives were, and cellular fear of being killed is very, very deep. And so I'd love to get into that. So great for bringing that up. In fact, I might even start there. So I am going to put, and anybody who has anything else will take, and people will, as we go through this, I'll be opening up again. But, yeah, and I'm just looking to put this on lecture. Okay, so... people are muted for the moment, and then I'll open up again. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the – I did this a little bit on Friday with the Summer Book Adventure program. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to do emotional freedom technique, and which is a tapping technique, which taps on the acupuncture points and lets go of energy that may be blocked within that. And that can include memories and emotional blocks. So I'm going to be tapping for you, and I'm going to basically be taking what's in the room and just it'll merge with my intuition, and I'm going to be saying words which may make sense to you and may not, may resonate and may not. So we'll be doing then that, and at the same time, you can either do the emotional freedom technique if you know it, or you can just tap your left foot and your right foot. Alternatively, that's another way that actually clears energy, or you can just tap in between your eyebrows, just using two fingers, tap alternatively there, and that helps clear the energy. And even if you did nothing, if you were just there, I'll be doing it for the group. But sometimes it just helps you to do something as well. So, and then later probably in the call we may do the healing codes. We'll see what happens. So let me start with some of the things that have been coming up. And I hear a little echo or something. Okay, so we'll get going. Okay, so I'm going to start with Valerie's, and then I'm going to go back and forth between people, different people's issues. And this is the first round. So just breathe deeply in and out and tap if you feel like it in the places that you feel like. And if you're intuitively called to tap in a certain place, just go ahead. Follow the energy. So even though I feel as if it's going to be heretical if I get out my message and that I'm in danger, deep danger, that I could be killed, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I know I won't be killed, I still feel a big, deep fear of being killed, and I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I, on some levels, know I won't be killed, at other levels, I have a deep fear of being killed for getting out with my voice. Centuries and 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 centuries of stifling the voice of women. Women are not meant to be heard. Women are not meant to be heard. They're not meant to be seen. They're not meant to be heard. They're not meant to be seen. They're not meant to be heard. Or maybe they're supposed to be seen, but not with the way they want to be seen. Seen in the roles that society sees them. Mother, servant to men. Mother and servant to men. Mother and servant to men. Sex object, all these different things that women have been seen as, and we can't voice what we really, 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 really know, really, really want to say. Can't voice. It's dangerous. It's been dangerous for centuries and centuries. In fact, it's even still dangerous for women across the globe. We are not yet fully liberated. And some of the chains still are deeply inside. They killed us as witches. They killed us. Which witch was I? Was I a witch or was I a healer? Or were the two terms just intermingled? Can I find the power of the witch? Can I find the power of the witch, the anger of the witch, and channel it for my message? Can I be known? Can I be known for what I have to say? Can I be known for what I have to say? Okay, that's the first round. I'm going to do a second round, and then I will open up. I'm just going to, if you want to take some water, it's really good to clear that way. So, I'm going to take up another angle here, and I think there's some sounds, but maybe that's Denise said. I don't know why I'm getting sounds still, but anyway.
It's not me.
Oh, it is, because you're there. I can hear you.
Yeah.
In theory,
maybe
I should try
muting everyone again.
Okay. I got it on mute, which is lecture. So anyway, not to worry. So we'll see. Okay. Well, maybe it is. I don't hear Denise anymore. So, and I don't hear the other sounds. Board doesn't always show the reality of what's happening because I've put it on exactly the same function, but this time it's working. Okay, so let me see. Even though I've been through these awful experiences, humiliating experiences, when I voiced my song, when I expressed through my art, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I've been humiliated and in public around me expressing myself creatively, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I've been subject to terrible humiliation and I'm afraid of being subject again, I deeply love and accept myself. Can't believe those teachers. Humiliating. Taking a beautiful, 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 beautiful young artistic spirit and squelching it, taking it and squelching it. That still makes me angry. Only I haven't really let the anger out. Release, because they knew not what they were doing. And even if they did, I need to release it. I can sing and I can dance and I can make art too, and maybe it's not perfect yet. and maybe it never will be, because perfection is my enemy, perfection is my enemy, 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 enemy. Oh, I am tired of perfection. I am tired of that dragon making everything have to be perfect, perfect, perfect. I'm tired of perfection. Let just it be my voice, my voice. Let the imperfections be beautiful. Let what I do be rough and beautiful. And in time I will hone it. In time I will hone it. But even as a rough diamond, it's beautiful. And I need to let it out. I need to let it out. I need to start writing. I need to start creating. I need to do it. I need to do it. Need, 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 need. I need my artistic soul back, bringing my artistic soul, which has been exiled by the Catholic Church, has been exiled by teachers in school, has been exiled. I need my soul back. I need my creative soul back. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. Okay, I think I'm going to open up now. Just so that I can take a breath and people can tell me anything that's coming out. And I'm just unmuting. And anybody like to say something after that load of things? Oh, dear. I have to, just a minute. Somebody may have spoken, but I didn't. Something wasn't quite right there with the controls. Yeah, who was anybody wanting to say something? Well, I'm going to take my glass of water and drink it for a moment. And if anybody has anything, anything that resonated, anything that made you angry or happy or sad or.
Katie, this is Denise.
Yes.
Oh, just
hi,
a
Denise.
Lot of. Swirling emotions come up when you get into the anger around the voice of women. And in particular, you know, for me, I don't need the outside world to criticize it because I'm so good at doing it myself.
Right. As we all.
So, I mean, I personally, the inner critic, and it doesn't matter how much writing I do, I have a very strong inner critic who says that's just not good enough. And and that comes up every time I write, and it's come up again for this particular book. It's just, you know, it's not good enough. And so that's come up, and I realized that, you know, whether it came from the outside in my childhood or, you know, cellular memory, I don't know, but it's certainly there in me now.
Thank you. Good. Well, not so good for you, but certainly very prevalent, I think. So we may just go more into that inner critic now. Wondering whether it's helped reduce the charge or increase the charge for, let's say, Valerie. How's it going there?
I guess feeling tender and... And when you said I haven't released the anger yet, I realized I haven't. or the pain, and under anger's the pain of that shame.
Yeah.
And just like I've told the story, but I've never worked it cathartically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of is sitting with me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we'll see where we can go with that. And anything else from... Anybody else, or I will go into some of these things.
I want to say thank you, Katie. It's Gina again.
Hi, Gina.
There were some very hot and necessary tears that needed to come out. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for telling us. Yeah. It's lots of stuff comes. And you may even yawn sometimes when you're doing this work. You know, it can be tears. It can be yawning. All those are releasing. So,
Katie.
Yes?
It's Deborah.
Loretta?
It's Deborah.
Hey. Oh, Deborah, sorry, I misheard.
No, I just feel heavy. The the heaviness from the clearing, which is good because it's stirring stuff up.
Yeah.
So I think you should keep going.
Right. And what part feels really heavy, just to give me an indication? Is it the witch hunts or women or?
Yeah,
something?
I think so. I mean, I know that, you know, the witch hunt, I know that I went through that. And I mean, when I decided to say yes to doing this project, once I said yes, I was overcome with terror. And I had to do these clearings. Like I did EFT. I did a rant to help reduce the, because it was so intense. So
right.
I think it's more of that. I don't feel that intensity, but I feel it's like the heaviness when you can't quite identify what it is, but it's just like, it needs to, it's coming to the surface.
Oh, great. And good. Thank you. And you've been so brave and just taking the steps anyway, as have been other members of this group. Okay. So, anybody who's been silent who would like to say something, or I'll go into this. I'm just looking at, I think I'll start with the heaviness. Even though I feel heavy with the knowledge of what has happened in the past and the feelings of what has happened in the past, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel the heaviness of past witch hunts and past oppression, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel the heaviness of this all, I deeply love and accept myself. Heavy, 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 heavy. So much pain, so much anguish, so much pain. So much incredible pain visited on us because of our healing and creative powers. So much pain, so much heaviness, so much pain. We don't want to endure that anymore. We don't want to endure that inside. Inside, let's stop enduring that inside. No more pain. No more pain inside. No more us continuing. No more continuing of this. Let go of the heaviness. Let go of the heaviness. Let the lightness come in. Let the lightness come in so we can fly again. Fly, fly, fly on our broomsticks as they used to think we did. Let us fly on our broomsticks to freedom. Let us fly. Broomsticks, broomsticks, clean out the house, clean out the clutter, clean it out, inside and outside, inside our houses and out in the world. We're clearing with our broomsticks all the muck, all the awful stuff, and we're flying, 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 and nobody's going to get us anymore. Nobody's going to get us anymore because we now know how to fly high, high, high above all this, unperceived, invisible when we need to be, visible when we need to be. We know the tricks. We've learned it centuries and centuries and centuries and centuries, and it's safe now to reveal what we would choose to reveal. We don't need to reveal every secret. We don't need to. We just need to reveal what is necessary now to go forward, to go forward, to help others go forward. Go forward, go forward. Lightness in being, lightness in being. Okay. I'm drinking water. Clear the energy. Yeah. Let me see. Where am I going to go next? I am going to... I'm going to do something for that Gina brought up, and I know we've dealt with it less frontally or in that particular incident, but I'm just going to go there. So, even though even though I am so hurt and angry and stuck around what happened when I expressed myself visually. Stupid teacher. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm so angry and upset and pained and blocked about this, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have been so blocked and in pain about this, I deeply love and accept myself. Stupid teacher. Okay, it's not right to say stupid, but it was stupid teachers. Stupid, dumb, terrible, horrible, awful, stupid teachers. Stupid. You're stupid. I wasn't stupid. You are so profoundly stupid. Profoundly stupid. Profoundly stupid. You're stupid, 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 stooped. You stooped low. You stooped low. You stooped very low. You stooped so low. You stooped low. You stupid, stupid, stupid teacher, taking out your own frustration, your own problems, your own creative blockedness on me. No more. I'm not going to do it for you anymore. I've been doing it for you. I've been echoing in my brain again and again and again and again, echoing in my brain again and again what you said. Well, now it's turned around. Who's the stupid one now? Who's the stupid one now? Stupid, 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 stupid. I don't want to forgive you. Okay, I'm going to get really rude. I'm going to swear. I don't want you in my fucking life anymore, teacher. I don't want you, so get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. I couldn't say that when I was a kid. I couldn't say that in college. But I want you to get the fuck out of my head. Get the fuck out of my head. Out of my head. Out of my head. Out of my head. Okay. You're going, you're gone. And even if you come, I'll just see this different image of you. You're going to be smaller and more reduced, and you're going to be as small as I felt. You're going to be as small as I felt. You're going to be as small as I felt. Okay, there we go with that one. And I'm going to... open up a bit. I think I'm hearing I'm hearing something.
Good laugher.
That was such a good one.
Great releasing. I love the laugh. Is that Deborah?
Yeah, it's Deborah and Valerie howling.
Okay, both of you, good. Yes.
That was brilliant, Katie.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And
swearing was perfect.
So, I am going to look at anybody have something? I mean, we've been covering a lot of territory. I just want to see that I've actually covered what everybody's brought up. So I'm just going to look back at my notes. And if anybody's thinking of something that I've forgotten or that they haven't even mentioned yet, just tell me again, and I will, or for the first time, and I will do a clearing around it. And then we'll, after with this clearing, round of clearings, we'll go into the healing codes, okay? Anything anybody wants to say? Okay. So I think I've got the stuff about stupid teachers and all the stupid things they've done to us. I think that's been somewhat covered. Probably could go. Now, I am... let me see. I'm seeing Loretta around her Catholic nun thing, and that you don't, about a little bit about that. So maybe I'm going to go into that. And anybody else have anything? Please say it now. Okay, so here we go. So even though having 50 years as a Catholic nun, I feel like I don't have things that other people can really understand, and I'm afraid that I'm not really talking to the vast majority of this population. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like both contradictory feelings that I don't have... anything to say, and that I have a lot to say. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm afraid of both being invisible and visible. I deeply love and accept myself. What can a Catholic nun tell people? What can a Catholic nun tell people? What can she tell people? Most people aren't Catholic nuns, and I don't know if my ideal reader is a Catholic nun. In fact, I think not. Somehow I think not. Although it could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. What kind of Catholic nun would that be? What kind of Catholic nun would that be? But anyway, I think I have something that could be really interesting for people to know, very interesting for people to know, because Catholic nuns get to know everything, and they learn a lot about stress, about stress, about stress. Day after day after day of living with these other people who are somewhat screwed up like everybody else in the human race, but in very close quarters, in very close quarters, and trying to be saintly every day. God, is that a stress? Trying to be a saint every day, is that the biggest stress of all? And how many people are trying to be holy? How many people are trying to be perfect? How many people are trying to live like saints and failing every day, every day? What a stress, what a stress, what a bloody stress it was, what a stress it is, trying to be holy, trying to be holy, holy with one's holes, all those holes of being, of not being whole, of not being whole. Ah, I can tell much as a Catholic nun about being a saint and not being a saint, of trying to be a saint, of trying to serve humanity, of doing all those things and feeling like I'm failing, 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 failing. But I've found my way. I've found love. I've found love, and love is the center of it all. Love is the center of it all. Love is the center of it all. I've found love. I've found a way to love. I've found a way to love myself. I've found a way to love others, and it's not been in the traditions I was brought up in. And I've given up being a saint. In fact, confessions of a Catholic nun who's now given up being a saint, who's now given up being a saint and is wanting to get into some of her witchiness, is wanting to get into some of her witchiness, says, Confessions of a Catholic Nun Gone Wild, Catholic Nun Gone Wild, Gone Wild, Gone Wildly Creative, Gone Wildly Creative. How fun, how fun, how fun. Okay. Excuse me. Just getting rid of some, I guess, some stuff is clearing too here. My mother always so much wanted to be a saint, so I can relate to some of that stuff, just having, not that I was a very good one. But anyway, so here we go. I'm going to, people are off mute. So if anybody wants to say anything, and then we'll go into the healing codes.
Katie?
Yes?
It's Loretta.
Yes, hi, Loretta.
What was very helpful about that was this transition from, you know, being a Catholic nun to being a saint, being perfect. And that is something that everybody struggles with. I mean, honestly and truly, though my life experience is different, that whole thing of trying to be holy, and I love the part about being holy but full of holes. You know, so that was very, very helpful. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. That's great to hear. And I can't wait to see your book.
Me either.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming out the holes. Right. So, let me see. Anybody else want to say anything about anything related to the clearings? And I will, okay. So here we're going to go into the healing codes. And if you haven't done this before, I'm just going to lead you through this. And the healing codes was invented by Alex Lloyd, and who actually is a Christian, and so some of his language is in that. But they're amazing, amazing clearing techniques, and I use it often. And what I find is that when you do it, it almost immediately gets you into a pretty relaxed meditative state. And for me, that's actually quite difficult. I've been sitting in meditation halls often and took a long, long time to get into that state, whereas with these, I can get into it within a few minutes. So now, and it helps you clear. It can clear health issues. It can clear all kinds of things psychologically and emotionally. So what we do is we start with a prayer, which just to clear the issues. And I'm going to make it pretty wide. Sorry? Oh, okay. So actually, maybe I'll just put it on mute as we do the... Right. And as I do this, and then I'll open it up at the very end of the call. Okay, so we're going to do it around visibility in general. And usually with the healing codes, you focus while you're doing the actual hand movements, which I'll be telling you how to do. You focus on a truth statement, and a statement that you know to be true. It's not just an affirmation which you might not believe in, but it's what they call a truth-focused statement. And so I'm going to think up one that I hopefully will cover people, and if it doesn't, you just you can focus just on being relaxed, or a slightly different sentence or way of putting it. But I'm going to just say I feel safe being I'm just going to say, I feel safe expressing my creative voice. And actually, if you like, you can feel, I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice. for some reason the loved part is coming in here. So you can include both concepts or just one, depending on what feels right to you. And so what we're going to do is we're first going to say a prayer, which if you're not religious, it doesn't matter at all. You can substitute words within you. And I actually substitute words a little bit, even to what the prayer is that Alex has, Alex Lloyd, who's the founder of this method, uses. So I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to me being afraid to express my creative voice, being afraid to get out there with my healing message and what I have to say to the world, that all these issues be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God or the divine force of that. And I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So now what we're going to do is we're going to do the hand movements. And some of you already know how to do this, but for those of you who don't, here we go. So first of all, you want to just cup your hands, both your hands, and kind of point the fingers together so that your fingers are all together and your hands are cupped. And you're pointing the energy coming out of the fingers at different spots. And the first one, and you're having your hands about 2 inches or so away from the skin. And the first point on which you're pointing on is in between the eyebrows. And if you feel like you're not getting it quite right, don't worry about it. It's being done. The work is being done. The intention is there. I'm doing it for you. But if you can, just go along. If you're on a speakerphone, you can use both hands. If you're not on a speakerphone, don't worry. Just use one of your hands and imagine that the other one, which may be holding the phone, is in the position of pointing the energy on the spot. So the first spot that we're moving on is in between the eyebrows. And you know, you're pointing both your hands, the fingers of both your hands, and it's like energy is streaming out of the body and out of the hands towards that spot in between the eyebrows. And you're about 2 inches or so away from the skin, and you're focusing on, I feel safe and loved, expressing my creative voice. And just relax into this, and if other thoughts come up, you know, things that are, you know, thoughts of the past where you've had so many problems about being visible and painful memories, just let them be and then let them just float out again. And just focus again on, I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice, okay? And we're going to stay in each position for about 30 seconds. But I'm not timing it, so it can be a little less and it can be more. But the work's being done. Okay, so now we're going down to the throat, around where the Adam's apple is for men, and just the kind of the middle area of the throat. And we're focused, again, we have the hands a couple of inches away from the skin, and we're focusing the energy there. I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice. And then we're going to the sides of the jaw, and you're going to point one hand at the edge. It's actually the edge of the jaw where, so you're going to point one hand at the right. Your right hand is going to point towards the right edge of the jaw, and your left hand to the left the left edge of the jaw, the other side of the jaw. Get into such a deep state sometimes. My left brain explaining doesn't work so well. But hopefully you've got that one. So here we go. I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice. I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice. I feel like doing this in opera or something. I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice, even when it's not perfect. Okay, so. And then we're going up to the side of the temples and focusing the energy there. I feel safe and loved. I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice. Okay, then in between the eyebrows. Again, like focusing the energy of the hands again, in between the eyebrows. The area in between the eyebrows. Just like that energy streaming out of your hands. I feel safe and loved expressing my creative voice. Then down to the throat area again. And then to the side of the jaw, on each, left hand pointing towards the left jaw, the right hand pointing towards the right jaw. And then up to the side of the temple, your left hand pointing towards the left temple, kind of the mid area of the temple, and your right hand towards mid area of the right temple. Okay, and then finally just put your hands on top of your head, and when you're ready to come back into the room, and then release them to the sides. And then when you're ready, just open your eyes and look at something beautiful in your environment. And just rest your eyes there. So I am going to, it was partially, I think something was open, but I heard some sound, but not everybody was unmuted. So we'll just say we're actually going to be going into the part of the day, which is going to be the Get It Done Day. But if anybody wants to say anything before that, and then we'll stop the recording, and we'll go into the Get It Done Day. And I'll explain a little bit about that. So, anybody want to say anything in relation to the clearings and everything, or anything that needs to be said further? Usually, this puts you into a pretty relaxed state.
Katie, it's Valerie.
Yes, Valerie.
I am in a relaxed state. And I think also I just started connecting more with, I think it's more of a tenderness and a sadness around, it's not information that's new to me, but just around the voice of the feminine not being applauded for most of the last at least 2,000 years, and how the church has been a big part of that, and just right now just feeling a deep sadness about that, and realizing that there's a way I need to just do some work myself around that, just that that's really alive in me. I have a women's studies degree from 20 years ago, but it's kind of resurfacing in a different way, just that I think there's a grief there that I need to maybe write or dance or sound or something and find out kind of what's in the center of that, in the heart of that, because I think there's actually something there for me. And thank you for doing the clearings in the way you do them, and in letting the you-ness show up in how you express both the EFT and healing codes. The first time I met you, you were doing a rant, so it's kind of perfect.
So, thank you. I found it very powerful.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm just wondering which rant that was. I forget all my rants. Well, thank you. And I love the part about you taking it out and singing and dancing and or sounding around it. And, in fact, that's something particularly because you're you know, Valerie, your book's around that grief.
Oh, you're right.
So this is another element of grief. And of course, you know, I've experienced it deeply too, but you've experienced it, and that's part of your book, how healing the arts can be and how it allows you to process and to make something beautiful, actually, out of what has been, you know, ugliness and sadness and pain. So, I invite you to do that today, and however long, you know, wherever it takes you to in the following days. And, I was thinking, I just feel like singing after, singing after this particular session. And I have my own stories about teachers and singing. So, thank you. So anybody else want to say something before we wrap up this part?
I just want to say thank you, Katie. It's Deborah. Mm. I love your unorthodox clearing methods. I think they're most effective, and I always, you know, the laughter is such a great release, and it's part of the healing. It's like your ability, the humor, is very important. Like it just comes through because it's who you are.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
It's, thank you so much, because I feel a lot lighter.
Mm. And I love it when, I mean, sometimes I've got the sound off, but I love it when you laugh during the clearings. And somehow that, because it really does. Actually, your laughter is very wonderful to hear as part of it. Thank you. Okay. So, I think I'm going to, unless somebody says something quickly, I'm going to turn off the recording and we'll go to the next part. Okay, so let me just do that. And so thanks, everybody, for being here today. And for those of you who I know are going to be listening later, this clearing is for you and as well. And I'm sure will resonate in many parts. And you can just do it alongside as you listen to the recording.